Ministry of Education, Sport, and Youth. End of Year Examinations 2024. Part 1. Listening Skills. Task 1. You will hear 3 short recordings. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. You will hear each recording twice. Now, you have 1 minute to look at the questions.
Recording 1.
Have you seen that film I recommended?
Yes, I watched it a few days ago. I really enjoyed it, and I thought the characters were so realistic. It proves that you don't need famous actors to make a successful film. I am sure that the actors will become famous one day, though.
I know what you mean. It really was well acted. The only thing was that it got a little bit boring in the middle.
Oh, I found it exciting all the way through, although the ending was no surprise.
Now, you will hear the recording again.
Have you seen that film I recommended?
Yes, I watched it a few days ago. I really enjoyed it, and I thought the characters were so realistic. It proves that you don't need famous actors to make a successful film. I am sure that the actors will become famous one day, though.
I know what you mean. It really was well acted. The only thing was that it got a little bit boring in the middle.
Oh, I found it exciting all the way through, although the ending was no surprise.
Recording 2.
How did your canoeing trip go?
I am so tired after it. It was my first time canoeing on a river, and it was a lot harder than I thought it would be. I've practiced many times in a swimming pool, but that's nothing compared to the real thing. It was quite scary, as we were canoeing on a fast-flowing river, and you had to concentrate all the time.
It sounds very exciting. Will you go again?
I'm certainly going to give it another go.
Now, you will hear the recording again.
How did your canoeing trip go?
I am so tired after it. It was my first time canoeing on a river, and it was a lot harder than I thought it would be. I've practiced many times in a swimming pool, but that's nothing compared to the real thing. It was quite scary, as we were canoeing on a fast-flowing river, and you had to concentrate all the time.
It sounds very exciting. Will you go again?
I'm certainly going to give it another go.
Recording 3.
So, how did you like the new shopping mall?
It was brilliant. It has everything, and not just shops. There are so many nice cafes and restaurants, and the choice is incredible. We had lunch in a Vietnamese restaurant, which was amazing. It was my first time to eat that kind of food.
I'm glad that you liked the mall. I knew you'd enjoy it. It's easy to spend a whole day there and not get bored. You can even go 10-pin bowling and play indoor football.
The next time I go, I might see a film. The cinema has 10 screens, and they show all the latest films.
Now, you will hear the recording again.
So, how did you like the new shopping mall?
It was brilliant. It has everything, and not just shops. There are so many nice cafes and restaurants, and the choice is incredible. We had lunch in a Vietnamese restaurant, which was amazing. It was my first time to eat that kind of food.
I'm glad that you liked them all. I knew you'd enjoy it. It's easy to spend a whole day there and not get bored. You can even go 10-pin bowling and play indoor football.
The next time I go, I might see a film. The cinema has 10 screens, and they show all the latest films.
That is the end of task 1. In a moment you will hear task 2. Task 2. You will hear 5 people talking about the movie types they like or dislike. For each of speakers 1 to 5, choose from the list, A to F, which opinion each speaker expresses. Write the letter in the box. Use each letter only once. There is one extra letter which you do not need to use. You will hear the recordings twice. Now, you have 1 minute to look at the questions. Speaker 1.
I love comedy because, you know, whenever you watch a movie, you want to have fun and you want to relax. So comedies, most of the time, they always bring laughters and they bring the joy for you. And so I like it. For the genre movie, that I don't like is horror movie because, you know, there are a lot of blood and there are a lot of killing and there are a lot of, like, devils in the movies, and I just don't like that.
Speaker 2.
A movie genre that I love is documentary style. I don't like wasting my time on these crazy Hollywood movies. I like to learn a little bit extend my knowledge, and I find that documentary style does this. And the genre that I hate is probably a romantic comedy. I'm already married. I don't have to go dating, so I don't have to go and see these movies. Thank goodness.
Speaker 3.
What is the movie genre I love and hate? Well, I can tell you that I love the horror genre. More the silent, creepy, psychological horror type, but not the gross blood, vampires, monsters splattering everywhere type. I really love the Japanese horror movies because it's very silent and slow, and the scariness is in your brain. It's not visible like in a monster or in a vampire or something. I don't think I hate any movie genre.
Speaker 4.
I really love serious movies. I love dramas. Most people like action movies or comedies, maybe animation. And many people find dramas boring, but I really like them. I think they're more interesting. Not the same old car chase, not the same old plot. What can I say? They're great.
Speaker 5.
A genre of movie that I like. I can't say that there's only one genre I like. I usually like movies which go against the grain and maybe combine different genres. It's a drama at one point, and then all of a sudden there's comedy, there's a little romance, some suspense, some violence, and you're always kept on your toes. You don't know what is coming next. A movie, for example, like Memento, or The Usual Suspects, where you weren't sure which direction the movie was taking.
Now you will hear the five speakers again. Speaker 1.
I love comedy because, you know, whenever you watch a movie, you want to have fun and you want to relax. So comedies, most of the time, they always bring laughters and they bring the joy for you. And so I like it. For the genre movie, that I don't like is horror movie because, you know, there are a lot of blood and there are a lot of killing and there are a lot of, like, devils in the movies, and I just don't like that.
Speaker 2.
A movie genre that I love is documentary style. I don't like wasting my time on these crazy Hollywood movies. I like to learn a little bit and extend my knowledge, and I find that documentary style does this. And the genre that I hate is probably a romantic comedy. I'm already married. I don't have to go dating, so I don't have to go and see these movies. Thank goodness.
Speaker 3.
What is the movie genre I love and hate? Well, I can tell you that I love the horror genre. More the silent, creepy, psychological horror type, but not the gross blood, vampires, monsters splattering everywhere type. I really love the Japanese horror movies because it's very silent and slow, and the scariness is in your brain. It's not visible like in a monster or in a vampire or something. I don't think I hate any movie genre.
Speaker 4.
I really love serious movies. I love dramas. Most people like action movies or comedies, maybe animation. And many people find dramas boring, but I really like them. I think they're more interesting. Not the same old car chase, not the same old plot. What can I say? They're great.
Speaker 5.
A genre of movie that I like. I can't say that there's only one genre I like. I usually like movies which go against the grain and maybe combine different genres. It's a drama at one point, and then all of a sudden there's comedy, there's a little romance, some suspense, some violence, and you're always kept on your toes. You don't know what is coming next. A movie, for example, like Memento, or The Usual Suspects, where you weren't sure which direction the movie was taking.
That is the end of Task 2. In a moment you will hear Task 3. Task 3. Listen to the following talk about a parachute jump using a pyramid-shaped parachute, and then fill in the details below. Write one or two words or a number in each gap. You will hear the recording twice. Now, you have 1 minute to look at the questions for Task 3.
Good evening and welcome to our special parachute report. We're all quite familiar with conventional parachute jumping, but here with us is the first person in the world to make a jump using a pyramid-shaped parachute. Ben Smith, what is even more remarkable is that this parachute was designed 515 years ago by Leonardo da Vinci.
Yes, Leonardo da Vinci is famous for his art, the Mona Lisa, of course. But this great man was also a scientist, architect, anatomist, and engineer. Do you realize that he's credited with being the inspiration behind the modern helicopter, army tank, telescope, and wetsuit?
No, I had no idea. Tell me about Leonardo's parachute, then.
In his day, a parachute was designed for escape, from a high tower, for example. Leonardo's drawing is of a pyramid-shaped parachute with a person underneath it. It looked perfectly feasible to me, although plenty of people advised me otherwise, so I built a full-sized model of the parachute.
What did you use to make the parachute?
Wooden poles, cotton fabric and ropes. We used authentic materials that would have been available in the late 1400s. The parachute measures 8 meters square and weighs 90 kilograms. That's 40 times more than a normal parachute.
How did you know it would work?
That was the problem. I didn't. Would it get me safely to the ground, or would it drop like a stone? Parachute designers, balloonists and pilots all told me it would not work.
What a risk. Could no one help you?
Yes. A university professor carried out computer simulations which indicated that the pyramid-shaped parachute might fly safely. So...
You decided to try. Where did you go for the jump?
The most suitable jump conditions were to be found in South Africa.
Did you just jump out of a plane, like normal parachute jumpers do?
No, the parachute was too large and heavy for that, and it wouldn't fold up. I was hoisted up into the sky by a hot air balloon above a national park. When we got to 3,000 metres, they cut me free.
Easy.
Yes, but then came the crunch. It wobbled a bit, and then everything was fine, and I coasted down beautifully.
Right to the ground?
No, because I didn't want the whole 90 kilograms of this pyramid parachute landing on my head. So at 700 meters, I cut myself free and released a modern parachute to give me a safe landing.
So Leonardo da Vinci was right. It worked, and you must be very brave.
It took one of the greatest minds to design the pyramid-shaped parachute, but it took 500 years to try it out.
Now, you will hear the recording again.
Good evening and welcome to our special parachute report. We're all quite familiar with conventional parachute jumping, but here with us is the first person in the world to make a jump using a pyramid-shaped parachute. Ben Smith, What is even more remarkable is that this parachute was designed 515 years ago by Leonardo da Vinci.
Yes, Leonardo da Vinci is famous for his art, the Mona Lisa, of course. But this great man was also a scientist, architect, anatomist, and engineer. Do you realize that he's credited with being the inspiration behind the modern helicopter, army tank, telescope, and wetsuit?
No, I had no idea. Tell me about Leonardo's parachute, then.
In his day, a parachute was designed for escape, from a high tower, for example. Leonardo's drawing is of a pyramid-shaped parachute with a person underneath it. It looked perfectly feasible to me, although plenty of people advised me otherwise, so I built a full-sized model of the parachute.
What did you use to make the parachute?
Wooden poles, cotton fabric, and ropes. We used authentic materials that would have been available in the late 1400s. The parachute measures 8 meters square and weighs 90 kilograms. That's 40 times more than a normal parachute.
How did you know it would work?
That was the problem. I didn't. Would it get me safely to the ground, or would it drop like a stone? Parachute designers, balloonists, and pilots all told me it would not work.
What a risk. Could no one help you?
Yes. A university professor carried out computer simulations which indicated that the pyramid-shaped parachute might fly safely. So...
You decided to try. Where did you go for the jump?
The most suitable jump conditions were to be found in South Africa.
Did you just jump out of a plane, like normal parachute jumpers do?
No, the parachute was too large and heavy for that, and it wouldn't fold up. I was hoisted up into the sky by a hot air balloon above a national park. When we got to 3,000 metres, they cut me free.
Easy.
Yes, but then came the crunch. It wobbled a bit, and then everything was fine, and I coasted down beautifully.
Right to the ground?
No, because I didn't want the whole 90 kilograms of this pyramid parachute landing on my head. So at 700 metres, I cut myself free and released a modern parachute to give me a safe landing.
So Leonardo da Vinci was right. It worked, and you must be very brave.
It took one of the greatest minds to design the pyramid-shaped parachute, but it took 500 years to try it out.
That is the end of Task 3, and of the listening part of the exam.